Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have once again with me Chris Taylor. Chris is the president and CEO of Great Bear Resources. That's a company that's made a very significant gold discovery known as the Dixie Project in Red Lake, in the Red Lake Mining District of Ontario. The Dixie is arguably one of the most significant gold discoveries over the past couple of years, although as significant as it is, it seems, given the massive scale of the prospective ground still to be explored, the market still has no idea just how large and how rich the Dixie Project will become, which is why I believe we've seen increased volatility. I mean, the share price has risen quite dramatically over the last year or so. And understandably, people that got in a lot lower prices are saying, well, maybe we should take some profits. And I've had those thoughts myself. But every time I'm about ready to sell a few shares, Chris comes out with another press release that's suggesting, maybe not yet. So I'm really glad to have Chris with me today to try to help us understand what how we should proceed with this story that's yet to be defined. Thanks for joining me, Chris.
No problem, Jay. Very nice to speak with you again.
Really good to have you with me. I should tell our listeners, those that may not be familiar with Great Bear, I think there's maybe a few, but not too many. GBR is a symbol in Canada. GTBDF, you can buy it under that symbol over the counter in the U.S. Only 41.2 million shares outstanding. Earlier today, when I checked, it was $5.60 in U.S. money, giving it a market cap of around $230 million. Very modest, I would say, given the prospects. Well, Chris, we had this. The initial discovery was a very typical Red Lake type mineralization, vein controlled pretty much, high grade, narrow, relatively narrow veins, but very exciting. And certainly, Goldcorp. The Red Lake mine was really the company maker for Goldcorp, and in many ways, it looked as if maybe you have something that's akin to that. And then lo and behold, you find a second type of mineralization that makes this an even more exciting story. But I would like you to talk, first of all, just about this sort of the traditional mineralization that you discovered at Dixie Limb and Dixie Hinge that really started, really catapulted your share price from a few pennies, well, I don't know, 30, 40 cents or so, up into a couple of dollars. But talk to us about the initial discovery. And, I'd like to ask you, what would you be doing if you hadn't made the second type of the discovery of the second type of mineralization there? You'd have quite a project in just with that, I think. But talk to us about the two different types of mineralization and where you're proceeding and how you're proceeding from here.
Well, thanks, Jay. The Red Lake camp is Canada's quote-unquote high-grade gold camp. It's really most famous for generating very high-grade gold mineralization in veins. And by high-grade, I mean frequently you have intercepts that would be several grams per ton to oftentimes ounces per ton in terms of grade. And these are typically hosted in relatively narrow, very high-grade quartz veins. And these veins, despite the fact that they're not going to be any wider than your kitchen table on average, these are what have produced over 30 million ounces of gold in that camp. And also, with a discovery that was made under our largest shareholder stewardship, Mr. Rob McEwen, when he was in charge of Goldcorp, the high-grade style of mineralization turned Goldcorp from a company of about Great Bear size or even smaller into a global behemoth of multiple billions of dollars value. And that was because even though these deposits go from surface down to great depths, often 2 to 3 kilometers vertical depth below the surface, you can imagine the sort of scale of those things. Because of the high grades, this can be very profitable underground mining. And Great Bear was very much up until about 6 months ago, we were very much on that type of path. We had found gold veins that were similar geometrically and in terms of grade distribution and physical footprint on surface to this high-grade discovery that made Goldcorp famous. So if we had not found all the other gold mineralization in these new zones that we've subsequently been releasing to the market over the last 6 months or so, we would still be on track to generate a very significant discovery. And as you mentioned, that brought us from a penny stock to the couple dollar range even before all the latest excitement.
Right. Right, indeed. And I think one of the things that we talked about before was that the Goldcorp discovery actually occurred at considerable depth, whereas you just mentioned, you were getting the same kind of mineralization, high-grade mineralization, at or very near surface, right? So conceivably, you might be able to mine that, or that may be mined sometime in the future, much more inexpensively in a way than what would have happened, what took place with Goldcorp at quite some depth.
That's correct. And we had a substantial tour of the project recently over the last week. I was there in Red Lake looking at drill core and what have you, and we were touring some dignitaries through the property. And that always strikes people when they first see the Dixie Project. It really strikes them because you're able to stand effectively on top of just a few meters of gravel, and the high-grade gold goes effectively right to surface just below the ground. So that's one of the aspects of our project, which is very unique and is obviously, in terms of the cost of extraction, something that the big mining companies are very keen on.
Well, as great as that initial discovery, the Dixie Limb, Dixie Hinge, traditional Red Lake discovery, then you come up with a new kind of discovery for that district, for that area, along the LP Fault. Talk to us about that new discovery and why that makes this an even more exciting story.
Well, the LP Fault was a very large target. This is something that's roughly about 20 kilometers long.
Wow.
That we identified very early on using high-resolution geophysics and some historical drilling that had been done across the property, which had intersected gold in what, you know, if you think inside of the usual conventional thinking, this was gold hosted in the wrong types of rocks. But we're not sort of inside-the-box thinkers generally in Great Bear. We didn't care what the host rocks were. We just followed the gold. And by following the gold in the drilling, we got into this new felsic rock packet. And inside of sediments and these light-colored volcanic units, we hit high-grade gold going right to surface and within these big lower-grade gold envelopes. So in our case, what we're seeing is gold that's up to many ounces per ton. I believe the highest grade we've seen now is about, it would turn up in gram range to about 750 grams per ton. So it's definitely in the multiple-ounce range within effectively 50 meters of the surface. And that's surrounded by the widest that we've seen, multiple gold mineralization zones strung out, is over 500 meters of core length. It's incredible the scale of this target we're dealing with. And so far, out of the 20-kilometer-long total strike length, we've only drilled about 3.2 kilometers of that, but we keep hitting gold in every drill hole and every drill fence. And it's phenomenal to see something with this size and scale materializing in real time as we progress the drill program.
Yeah, so you have these wide intersections of you know, with occasional really high-grade structures or high-grade, I don't know if they're veins, veinlets perhaps. But, I mean, we're looking at, for example, on September 30th, you put out a press release talking about a couple of these intersections, a couple of drill holes that you put out, and I'm looking at the drill holes. There was one, I think it was 42 grams, almost 43 grams over a meter. Well, that's pretty darn good. And then you have a lot of other very wide, like I'm looking at 50 meters of 1.76 is a 41 meters of 2 grams, 3 or 4 meters of 14 grams. Now, those are pretty darn good intercepts, another half a meter of 100. And yet the market on that particular day, I mean, it was a pretty wretched market as it was, but the stock sold off. Any ideas why? I mean, this to me was extremely good news. I thought this whole report was really good news, and the stock sold off.
Well, you know, Jay, it's a very interesting question because Great Bear is probably, and I don't want to get ahead of myself or toot my own horn too much, as they say, but we have been one of the most successful exploration companies globally. There aren't very many that can track us in terms of delivering pure price performance for our shareholders. So I think on the heels of that news, it's excellent. First off, I just want to mention that in the Red Lake area, as I mentioned, even if you only have gold inside of veins and there's nothing around it, most of the gold that's mined in the area is less than 2 meters wide of less than 10 grams per ton gold. So you can look at the numbers that you quoted, 14 grams, 100 grams over a meter to 2 meters width, and you're seeing gold mineralization, high-grade gold that's as good or better than what the mines are built on in the area. But that's surrounded by these big low-grade brackets. So what that means is the potential for future low-cost near-surface extraction is very, very good, and that's obviously something that big mining firms are looking for in terms of assets that they're really much focused on acquiring. But in terms of the market performance, I'd say if you look back 3 months, you had a company that was trading in the $3 to $4 range. That goes up to, I'm talking Canadian dollars here, you go up to $8 to $9, and then effectively, like, it's always tempting for people to take a bit of money off the table, and I think that's what we're seeing, is a little bit of weakness in the gold price relative to the $1,500, $1,550 sort of levels we were at. Gold prices go down a little bit, people have made a whole pile of money on paper, and there's a little bit of selling, so people materialize profits. I think that's what we see in terms of the recent market action.
Yeah, very understandable. And actually, when you look at the chart, it looks pretty normal. And some congestion here, some sideways movement is probably very constructive from a technical point of view. Chris, you mentioned large companies. You're getting some interest, I suppose. And are you allowing these companies to take a close look at your project yet?
We've been entertaining a group of technical analysts and mining people through the project fairly steadily over the last number of months. And I was recently at the Denver Gold Show and the Beaver Creek Gold Show, and I have to say that my schedule was so inundated with meetings, I don't think I came up for air for about 6 days in a row. I think I had 85 meetings strung out back to back. It certainly has attracted the interest of a very large group of mining type corporates and other investment funds, other groups that are now keying into the fact that we have something that's even globally very unusual on our hands.
Well, Chris, I just want to make sure as a shareholder that you don't let this go too soon. How can you make sure that doesn't happen?
I think, Jay, one of the keys to that is drill, drill, drill. And, you know, we have more than enough money in the till right now with about, in Canadian dollar terms, $17 to $18 million to drill all the way through the remainder of this year and all the way through 2020 without having to finance again. And effectively, that means that the company is in control of its destiny over that time frame, in the sense that we are able to drill and expand the system and find as much gold as we can and build that value up before anybody has leverage over trying to offer us capital. And that means, effectively, things can go along on Great Bear's terms, which is really where the opportunity lies. And that's a very unusual position for a junior exploration company to be in.
All right, with just about a minute left here, can you give me an idea of what your schedule is like? Can we expect ongoing drilling and results coming through? And can you drill? Do you expect to be drilling through the winter up there?
Gee, there's no difference. Winter, spring, summer, fall, we drill them all.
That's
a corny rhyme, but it's exactly true. The project is located less than a mile off a paved highway, so all of the gold that we're drilling now goes right to the surface. We're within a few meters of the surface, and it's all within 1 or 2 miles from a paved highway, about 20 minutes from downtown Red Lake. So you can access the project all year long, and the drills just keep spinning. We have 3 rigs going nonstop on the project right now, and I imagine the rig count will actually go up in the near future because we have such a big system that we're exploring, and it's been very prolific in terms of the results it's generating.
Now, are you putting almost all of your efforts into the LP structure there, the new mineralization, or are you dividing it? How are you allocating those resources?
With the 3 rigs currently on site, all of them are on the LP fault and the various subzones, but we would like to bring in some additional rigs and continue the expansion and definition work on the Dixie Hinge and the Dixie Hinge zones, the very high-grade Red Lake-style zones that go right to surface. They're only about less than half a mile away from the LP fault target, so they're road accessible all year round, and you're in the middle of a very exciting discovery process there. We'd very much like to get back at that at the same time as well.
All right, Chris, could we expect some assays coming out in the next couple of weeks or so?
I think the answer to that is all the time.
Okay. All right. That's what really makes it exciting. Well, we're really looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Chris, for being with us and sharing this very exciting story with our listeners. Thank you so much.